So I'm joined today by Bellevue CEO Adrian Smith and Director of Speedway Mark Lemon. First of all, guys, thank you for joining me at such short notice. I know we're very excited to be talking Speedway once again.
Good to be talking to you, Lee.
Yeah, likewise, Lee. Happy to have a conversation.
Fantastic. So, Adrian, we'll start with you. Can you explain a little bit about what next Thursday is going to be? Because it's something different for British Speedway, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've been so keen to get Speedway back up and running at National Speedway Stadium this year. And this the event next week, it's behind closed doors, which means we can't have a crowd. We're prevented from effectively doing that until the earliest of 1st October anyway. But Mark and I have been so keen to get racing back at the track since we've been in lockdown. And this event next week is the first step in doing that. So what it allows us to do, it allows us to have a proper meeting, albeit behind closed doors. So it's groundbreaking that we're live streaming it. That's been done at a junior level a couple of times, but it's never been done at the top level, as far as we understand it, without a crowd. So we're really excited about it, and we hope that our supporter base and a worldwide supporter base will tune in, because the quality of races is going to be great, and the lineup that Mark is putting together is fantastic.
Well, we'll come to that, but Mark, first of all, I've got to ask you, this must be the first year that you've spent not involved in Speedway, pretty much, for what, 20, 25 years?
Yeah, I'd like to probably say, yeah, it's 25 years. It's probably longer though, Lee. But yeah, it's frustrating as it is with all the coronavirus, around us, and all the sort of regulations and the compliances that we've got to adapt to. It's you may say I've not been involved in Speedway this season, but we seem to, Adrian and I can vouch for it that we've probably done more work this year than we've done in the past. And some critics might say you don't do much at all, but it's just trying to get the finer details to make sure that we can actually get this event up and running next Thursday behind closed doors. It's we've gone through fire hoops to get there, and we're really looking forward to it. Got an exciting lineup. So to say we just, the only thing that's missing from my 25 years plus is the smell of methanol and the action of the boys roaring around the track.
Absolutely, we're looking forward to that next week though. So can you tell us who's been confirmed so far? Because I mean, I imagine it's been quite difficult to put together two teams for this event, considering so many riders have said, we're taking the year off, maybe they're booked in elsewhere. How difficult has it been?
It's been challenging because obviously there's so much uncertainty in whether we can actually have the event, whether the riders want to come out for a few meetings a year. Some riders have been based abroad because with the travel restrictions, haven't been able to come back. So, it's been challenging. There was a lot of interest and a lot of keenness from some of the boys because they're just eager to get out there, especially when the weather's really nice. They want to go racing. And I think a bit of reality has hit them as well. They've had to go and get jobs, and they're not liking that. So I think they're quite looking forward to getting back out there. But, we can confirm that three-time world champion and former Bellevue legend Jason Crump makes his first return to British Shale next Thursday with us. So that's going to be quite exciting to see Jason back in the colours of the Bellevue. So he's going to be a Bellevue ace for the night. And so that's very quite exciting. I think everyone's really eager to see how he goes. He's definitely done everything that can be done in Speedway. And his return has sort of got the grips of a lot of people. We've got young Dan Bewley, our Bellevue sensation. Steve Worrell, the former number two in the British final a couple of years ago. He's come back. Brady Kurtz. He's going to be our number one this year. He's lining up in the team. And Jai Etheridge, he's obviously still based in this country, so he's going to return as well. So, we've got a really good, strong team and a couple of young juniors down at the bottom, and obviously the way team, which is going to be the ATP All-Stars. So that's looking pretty handsome as well, with the likes of Danny King that's been named, Richie Worrell, Chris Harris, and there's a few more just to be named the next upcoming days. Very lively.
Tough opposition for sure. If I can just touch on Jason Crump, you must have ridden against him during your years as a rider. What's it going to be like to manage him?
I grew up with him, so we come from the same hometown, so to speak. I've known Jason pretty much most of my life, and certainly all my racing life. I never got to enjoy the lofty heights as he did, but we were in constant communication the whole time, so we've been pretty much best of friends for God, 40-odd years, you know, 45 years. So it's pretty cool to see him come back. Managing him, I have managed him before as the national team manager for Australia. His last season in Europe was in 2012, and Jason led the Aussies. And we silver medal, become second in the world championship that year. So I've worked quite closely with Jason. So I think it'll be just like a perfect fit, to be honest.
Absolutely. And so some of the Bellevue lads have still been riding on the continent for their international teams, the Polish teams, the Swedish teams. How many conversations have you had with some of the Bellevue riders, you know, how they've been going this year with a looking forward to next year?
We've been in regular contact. Obviously, you know, when the lockdown was in force, you know, it was kind of limited, but there was just so much uncertainty, and I think that was just for everybody in every walk of life. But yeah, I've been sort of in contact, and yeah, like as a manager, and like they sort of come to you for some reassurance, and it's quite nice, even though if they're not racing in the league here in the UK. So yeah, quite you know, and obviously young Jamin Lindsay, you know, I don't know if anyone's been watching his progress abroad. It's been nothing but sensational. But unfortunately, Jamin can't make it due to some travel restrictions next Thursday. But he's been going well. But yeah, I'm in constant contact with most of them. There.
Fantastic. Okay, Adrian, I'll come back to you now because, like we said before, this is a first for British Speedway, pretty much a premiership-level meeting that's going to be streamed live behind closed doors. So can you tell us a little bit about how the live stream is going to work, how people access it, and how it might compare to, say, watching a meeting on the TV?
Oh, very good questions. So, yeah, I mean, live stream, easy to access. If you go onto the club website, www.bellevue-speedway.com, and click on the link, that will take you through to the paywall, effectively, to pay. The meetings, if you have an early bird, if you get in before Tuesday next week, then it's £10, and that also includes an online programme as well. So effectively what we're trying to do, Lee, is recreate the race night experience for supporters and Speedway fans generally, albeit from the comfort of their own home. We can't provide food and drink, but what we can do is try and make the experience as good as. And that's the whole point of doing this. So we're partnering with Sports Central TV, and that's mainly a guy that we deal with an awful lot, who actually does all of our filming here when we haven't got the main Eurosport BT cameras that attend occasionally. We've got multi-camera, so it's not just single camera, it's multi-camera. We've got cameras in the pit where I'll be doing interviews with the riders. So we're trying to make it a professional, and it will be a professional show. It will start at 7 o'clock, and it'll go through obviously for the racing as well. So yeah, we can, you know, it's new, and you know we want to do it properly. It's no point in doing these things. These things are not cheap to put on, notwithstanding the cost of the meeting itself, but the actual costs of the IT and the media and the TV production. It's not a cheap experience, and we don't want to shortchange anyone that tunes in. Mm. So you know, we think we've got the price point right for the show and the quality that we want to give out. And I think it'll be a great experience.
Now, were this to be successful, would this be something that maybe Bellevue and other clubs would look towards in the future? Because I know other sports offer live streaming for fans that can't get there, and Bellevue have obviously got a worldwide fan base, many people who might have been born in Manchester but have moved away. This lets them get closer to the club, doesn't it, than they would have been able to?
Yeah, and you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that we've changed the whole world of sport. What we've looked at is what other sports do well. And if you take football, you know, the unfortunate situation that football has found itself in is exactly the same as Speedway. It's not being able to operate. And the only way it's been able to operate at the top level is to go behind closed doors. So anybody that supports a championship or first or second division club will be used to the EFL's online platform over the last few years. Mm. And you know, that seems to work. And as you quite rightly say, that works in conjunction with generally, ordinarily, a live audience being in that stadium. And one thing about COVID is it's changed how we are going to go forward in life generally. You can see that in terms of where people's working practices are going to change, how things will be delivered going forward. And I think sport will have to move in that direction as well. So actually putting on this meeting behind closed doors. There's a number of things. One, it actually provides Speedway to our audience, which we want to do. That's our job, to put Speedway on. It gives us an opportunity to test the market and to see that if there is a paying audience out there, and we absolutely, for Speedway's future, hope that there is. And it tests us and gets us ready for potentially next season. We don't know at this point in time, and I don't mean to sound negative, because I want crowds back as quickly as possible. And we've done an awful lot of work with the Safe Sports Ground Safety Authority, with the Safety Action Advisory Group here at the stadium, with our council, with Manchester City Council, have been fantastic and supportive. You know, we've done a lot of work with everybody to get Speedway back up and running. We know we've got a restricted crowd when we can finally have crowds back, but we don't know yet, and nobody does, when any crowd's going to go back into the stadium. So ultimately, a mix of a crowd and live stream is possibly going to be the way that everything goes. And, you know, we've taken the risk, and it is a risk, but we have taken that risk to put on a meeting next week of high quality, because ultimately that may be what we have to do as well next season. And if it is, we want to be at the forefront of that and not catching up.
Now, as many people listening might not know, Bellevue are the longest continually operating Speedway team in the country. I believe that's correct, right?
As far as we know, and I don't think that's been disputed.
Is that in the world?
Yeah, no,
so
it's in the world.
How much did that lie heavy on your conscience, obviously, with this COVID-interrupted season? Was it important to do something like this to keep that going?
Yes, in a word. Do you know what? We came into the sport in 2017, and we, our owners, Mark and myself, knew that it was never going to be a quick fix. But we also weren't here, and no one has ever been here, to just make money and a quick buck out of this. This was about building a club again, building a proper business, a sustainable business, and one that, you know, has a future but doesn't actually forget the past. And it's been really important, and it's something that Mark and I have talked a lot about all season, is will we get a meeting on, because we don't want to be the ones that break that record. So we're not putting this meeting on just to satisfy that, because that's pointless. We're putting this meeting on because it has absolute value about how Speedway is going to go in the future. But we're also very conscious of the fact that by putting it on, we don't break the chain. We keep Speedway continuously in Manchester, and we keep that famous legacy. And that is really, really huge for us. And we know our supporters, you know, right behind us in what we're trying to do, because they want that as well. So, you know, it did play heavy on our minds, because we don't want to lose that record. But it wasn't the only factor, but it's been one of the factors that's driven Mark and I all season to not give up and pack up and say, well, let's worry about it next season. All we've ever thought about is, when can we get a meeting on? And we've worked tirelessly, and we really have, about let's get a meeting on, and when can we get a meeting on?
Well, I'll move on to that. I don't want to ask the dreaded question of how have you found the pandemic, but obviously with British Speedway, we had a number of deadlines, didn't we? And it was constantly moving goalposts, whether that was from the government or other bodies, where we could have fans in, we couldn't have fans in. Just how difficult has it been, obviously, to run a club through this time?
I think
you said you've done a lot of fishing.
In the evenings, when the summer came out, in the evenings I went off fishing just to get to as a relaxation tool for the frustrations of the day. Look, I mean, anyone in any sport has found it tough this year. You know, there are sports here. There are, you know, there's, of course, you may see Macclesfield Town, you know, in the headlines this week, in football game bust, and you know, no one wants to see that. No one wants to see that in any kind of sport. And you know, so it has been, it's been really difficult. So we've not been able to make any money because we haven't been able to run. We are so lucky that we have great sponsors who have stood right behind us from day one. They've understood the issues and they've not left us. And we're very lucky to have them. And part of wanting to, again, get next week's meeting on, and hopefully the Peter Craven and the junior meeting next week, is that we can actually repay them for their support that they've shown us. By putting meetings on and promoting their brands as well. So it's been challenging, right? But it's been challenging for everybody. And the BSPA, or the BSP, as we now know them, board of directors, have worked hard, and they have worked hard to try to get Speedway back up and running. You know, they have worked with the DCMS, the Department of Digital Culture, Media and Sport, to get the permissions to get a test event. Not many sports are doing test events. Speedway is. And I think that's a hugely relevant thing to have done. Obviously, we were disappointed to have lost the British final, because that's normally staged in Manchester at the National Speedway Stadium. It's going to be at Ipswich because they feel they can get a bigger crowd into Ipswich. And I understand the commercials around that. But we were disappointed to lose it. But we wish it all the best because, you know, there are not many sports that have gone out and actually continue to try to operate this year. It's been a challenging year. Been a bit of a roller coaster. It's been an emotional up and down, I'm sure, for everybody involved. But you know, we've come out of it in a way, in that we've got permission to start, and we're going to start.
Absolutely, Mark. I'll just come to you finally. Some of these lads won't have ridden for close upon a year now. How difficult is it going to be for them to get straight back on that bike and, you know, be 100% first time round?
A lot of the cases, the boys have actually been doing practice days, because it's obviously you can go to some tracks and under the compliance, COVID compliance, you can have the practice sessions. We haven't had the Bellevue have one yet. So it'll be a mixed bag for some of them. Some of them, like I said, have been busy racing abroad. Some of them haven't, but like any professional that is coming, returning back to sport, they normally put the hard yards in behind the scenes, whether it's training or practicing. So I expect them to come out guns a blazing. But you know, it will be challenging. It's probably a bit like relating to the start of the season again. You know, you had that time off and you're fresh and you're eager to go. And the muscle memory will take a few sort of sessions to kick back in, and a lot of stiffness and tiredness will be apparent for those first couple of outings. But I expect all the boys to turn up on Thursday, with that focus to go out there and take that checkered flag and put on some good racing.
Absolutely, can't wait for that. So, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
And if you do want to watch online, you just head to the Bellevue website and you can purchase a pass there. I believe it's £10 before Tuesday, is that right?
That's absolutely right, and it includes a free online programme.
You can't get much better than that. Thank you very much for joining me, guys, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks, Lee.